Dog Pound, nothing better than a Victory Monday, and I'm joined here on such a Victory Monday by Matt Wilhelm for Cleveland Browns Today. Matt, Browns 5-3 now after defeating the Buccaneers 22-17. More wins in 8 games than they had in all of last year. Life is good here. What were the keys to the victory as you saw it for the Browns?
I think for me personally, it was the defensive backfield, the ability to, you know, to force those turnovers, give our struggling offense at times running the football more opportunities. Again, they were behind the eight ball a little bit. Brian Hoyer, time after time, bailed us out with some big throws. And again, as we get to it, I think the wide receivers played their best game. That cover two, that Tampa 2 defense, there's tight windows and they close very quickly. Some of those guys got crunched from time to time, but they hung on to that football.
No question. Myles Austin with some huge catches. Taylor Gabriel, obviously, 5 for 87 in the game-winning score. And Andrew Hawkins made one of those catches and took a big lick. And hopefully he will be all right for the Browns. But it was an interesting game offensively. At times, it seemed like the Browns could do nothing. And yet, when they needed to, Brian Hoyer, who had thrown 2 interceptions on the day, dials up Taylor Gabriel for the game winner. Just amazing that when they need to make the plays, right now, they're seeming to make them.
They definitely are. And I think that's a testament to the rapport that's being built between quarterback and wide receiver. It seems like, again, Coach Mike Pettine always says, next man up. And we saw that. Andrew Hawkins goes out with what seems like concussion-like symptoms. And again, Taylor Gabriel steps up, an undrafted free agent, makes the big play. He recognizes Brian Hoyer extending the play. He sits down, realizes the DB kind of, you know, stepped up, and then he went deep. And you heard in Brian Hoyer's post-game comments that that's what he asked those receivers to do. There's nothing better than say, you ask and you shall receive.
No question about it. The Browns fans wanted a win, and they received that. And it was a game where the Browns really did it in all three phases. At times, the offense, as I said, struggled, but then it came through. Defense, same thing. Did some bend but don't break. Got some key turnovers. And then special teams. The blocked field goal, the punt deflection. We're not going to call it a block. The punt deflection that helped change the game. Huge momentum swings there.
They were. And what I love about that is the only way those two plays can actually happen in a game is through in-depth film study. You know, again, you talk, Billy Winn had to know that long snapper ducks his head and stays low for him to have an opportunity to leap over him the way he did. And then again, Coach dialed up a punt block that allowed Craig Robertson. Tank Carter came down, took 2. Both the long snapper and also to the personal protector, which allowed the lane for Craig Robertson to come around. But again, great film study, great preparation. Again, special teams were talking about you in a positive way, which is always a good thing.
Always a good thing, and it was a great day for the Browns, 5-3. Now they have to turn their attention to Cincinnati as that game comes up quickly on Thursday. So we're going to keep you up to date with all the latest here on ClevelandBrowns.com. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying enjoy this Victory Monday on another edition of Cleveland Browns Today.